Sunday evening, it will be time to think in Roman numerals again. Super Bowl XLIV. It's in Miami. In fact, this year, Pro Football's All-Star Game, the Pro Bowl, was also in Miami last weekend. So for the XLIV edition, more than ever, Miami is a big tourist destination for pro football fans. And whether you go there to sample the football, the food, or the mass transit system, your most trusted guide to South Florida is, as always, columnist Dave Barry of the Miami Herald. Welcome to the program once again.
Thank you, Robert.
Football fan who heads to Miami for the Super Bowl, what's the most important advice you can give him?
Be prepared. It's a little different from the United States of America, where many of them will be coming from. We have sort of a different system of driving here. Everybody does driving according to the law, but it's of his or her individual country of origin.
I see.
You know, you don't necessarily know what a person means by a left turn signal. It could be a trick. Some people just put them on the night before just to make sure they're working.
But you do have mass transit apart from
We do. It doesn't actually go anywhere anybody needs to go is the big problem with it. And also, we've had a problem with sharks on it. Well, one shark.
I remember. You've told this before.
I did this, yeah.
That's right. It's a good story.
I want to stress nobody's ever been hurt by a shark on our mass transit system. Of course, nobody I know has ever ridden on it either. So, you know, it could be going on all the time, and I just don't know.
What stadium is the Super Bowl in this year?
Well, it's currently called Sun Life Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 weeks ago, I think, it was changed to that. It used to be Landshark Stadium, but before that it was Dolphin Stadium. Before that was Pro Player Stadium. Before that was Joe Robbie's. At one point, I think it's been named after a bar mitzvah boy. It's not a faithful stadium. Probably our biggest industry down here is reselling the naming rights to our stadium.
Now, if people arrive early, a couple of days before the Super Bowl, what should they do in Miami to kill time?
Well, in Miami, the heart of the action is what we call South Beach, where the main activity is trying to find a place to park. You go over there, and they have these clubs, a lot of clubs on South Beach. Usually there's celebrities in there. Pretty much one out of every three people on South Beach is some kind of celebrity, a Real Housewife of New Jersey, a reality show contestant. Mickey Rourke. You can't open a car door without hitting Mickey Rourke over there. There's a lot of celebrities. And they're in these clubs, and you can't get into the clubs because probably you're not attractive enough. I don't mean you personally, Robert.
No, that's right.
Just in general. But if you do get in, it's great because they play incredibly loud music and charge you a lot of money for drinks. And I don't know what could be more fun than that. But anyway, that's what goes on. If people go over and hang out on South Beach, and that's a big activity, if they can find a place to park.
And I suppose the last thing I'll ask you about is that when people arrive and then when they finally leave Miami after the Super Bowl, they could use the airport.
Miami International Airport and Permanent Construction Zone. Yeah, I advise people not to get too close to the airport. It's usually more convenient to fly in and out of someplace else like Montreal. You know, I'm going to get in big trouble now. I'm already in trouble with the Chamber of Commerce down here. And you're just making it worse.
Well, I'm glad I could help.
I just want to stress I love Miami, really. If anybody from Miami is listening, please don't shoot me.
Well, Dave Barry, thanks a lot for talking to
us. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Columnist Dave Barry of the Miami Herald with advice to tourists to Miami for this weekend's Super Bowl. Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami. Bouncing in the club with the heat is on all night on the beach to the break of dawn. I'm going to Miami. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.